Well, oh, now it's working. Okay.
Yeah, this is all okay. I consider myself, I lived in the area all my life.
Okay.
I lived in Monroe when I was a year old, but that has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so I'm just going to read this out loud since we didn't start right. So your name is Walter Burns, you're 79, address is 535 Main Street in Dundee, and that's in Monroe County in the state of Michigan. You were born in Monroe, nationality is German, language spoken is English. You've lived around Dundee all of your life. Occupation was a press operator at Ford Motor Company in Ypsilanti. Spouse's name is Madeline. Father's name is Henry Burns, and his place of birth was Dundee. And do you know your grandparents' place of birth? Do you know that? For your father and your mother's side?
I think my father's, my grandfather, he was born in Germany.
Okay.
And my grandmother was too. But on my mother's side, they were born here, but they just barely were born here. They're
in the United States?
Huh?
In the United States?
Yeah, they were born in the United States.
Okay. Okay, and the date of this interview is 3/15/98. So, let's see, what should we start talking about? So, you worked at Ford Motor Company?
Well, yeah, but I worked a lot of other places besides that, though, too.
Where was your first job at? Do you remember?
Yeah, Monroe Auto Equipment.
And what did you do there?
Assembly line work.
Yeah.
I got it all listed here. I can just go right down the list here where I worked. Okay. And now, are we recording now?
Yeah.
Okay, so, I grew up on a farm. Heck, I worked on a farm till the time I got out of eighth grade. I only went far as eighth grade, and I farmed up until I was 18. Then I went to Monroe and worked.
How old were you then? 18?
You were 18. Well, 18 or 19. Yeah, I went there and...
Was that common to just go to school through the eighth grade?
Back then.
Yeah.
We farmed, you know, there's a lot of work on the farm, and my folks at that time, now we're talking about depression now, 1933, things were tough, and...
You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I couldn't, my folks, they couldn't afford to send me to school. Well, and with the distance, I was 4.5 miles away from town and from school, and it was kind of a hard thing to find a way to get there.
Yeah.
But my dad needed help on the farm, and that was natural for the country boys to do, to work on the farm.
So what year was that then, in eighth grade, when you quit school? Do you remember?
1933. It was a depression. So then I worked on the farm. I worked several places, but not places, but I mean worked for different people. Back in those days, somebody would hire you. I worked for $1 a day. Back in those days. And then one fellow I worked for, I got 35 cents an hour. But, you know, this was all small stuff back in that days. But in a way, it was big, too, because 35 cents, you could buy quite a lot for 35 cents.
So what do you remember about the Depression? What was that like? Nobody could afford cars or nothing?
No. They had, some of them had cars, but there's one thing that I remember most that we couldn't even afford to buy license plates for our car. We drove, my grandfather lived down the road about a mile and a half, and we drove back and forth on the country road without a license plate. But we usually went down there at night, you know. But I mean, we never drove it to town because we didn't have a license on that car.
Because you bought the car before the Depression? Is that how it happened?
Oh, yeah.
And then when the Depression came, you couldn't afford it?
Yeah, this car we had was a 1928 model. We bought that before the Depression, 1928. We had that car. So we drove that thing all the way through the Depression when it was viable.
What kind of car was it?
Pontiac. Yeah, 1928 Pontiac. Yeah, but anyhow, but what the one point I remember that you could, if you didn't have enough money to buy a whole license plate for your car, you could buy a half of one.
And what did that do?
Well, we had just drove it for 6 months.
Oh, for half a year?
Half a year. If you couldn't afford to buy a whole year, you bought a half a year. But I mean, I remember 1 year for 6 months, we didn't have any license plate on the car at all.
Do you remember how much they were back then?
Yeah, no, that's what I'd like to know, but I don't believe they cost over $10.
Really?
I'm just estimating that.
Yeah.
It was cheap, but $10 was a lot of money back then.
Yeah.
When you work for 35 cents an hour or dollar a day, we're not talking short days, we're talking long days. When I worked for a farm, we worked 10, sometimes 12 hours for a dollar.
Now, what about food and stuff during the Depression?
Well, we had, we lived on a farm. We had eggs, and we had to have our own chicken, of course, and then we had our own milk, and then we raised our vegetables and things in the garden. We raised a lot of things, and I raised rabbits. We butchered
them. Did you eat them?
Oh yeah, we eat them every Sunday. Every Sunday we had rabbit. Yeah, we eat a lot of rabbit.
Wow.
And I raised ducks and geese, and I always liked to raise that poultry and stuff. But if we eat them, that was what I was raising them for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd sell some of them, you know, get a little change. Yeah, but that was the way. But I can remember when we didn't have license plates, my dad used to walk to town. Well, he crossed the river on the railroad bridge, but that's beyond the point. And he'd ride into town with somebody, and he'd come home, and I can remember him yet carrying a bag of flour. My mother baked all our goods,
mm-hmm.
and we had to have flour. And I never see him come across the field carrying a bag of flour. Can you imagine that? But then he'd bring hamburger home. Now that was a treat. We milked cows, and we'd only have a paycheck twice a month, the 1st and the 15th. We sold the milk, they paid us everything. But actually, that was the only payday we really had on the farm.
During the Depression, did they still pay you that much?
Yeah. Well, you mean the...
When you're on the 1st and the 15th, did they still pay you the same amount and everything?
For the milk?
Yeah.
No, the milk
it went
was
down?
Cheap. I mean, it was less than $1.00 a hundred. That's, let's see, 10 gallon. But the 10 gallon, I think, was 80 pounds. But anyhow, we had a whole...
So that's like less than 10 cents a gallon.
Yeah, right. Yeah, less than 10 cents a gallon milk was that way back then. But then it finally got up to, I remember the, what year was that? Yeah, well, that was in the 30s, but I mean, there's a guy come there and he said that he could haul it to Toledo. He could, down to Page Dairy, he said he could give us a dollar for a can of or a milk. A hundred, that went by 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So a cent a pound for milk, you know, that wasn't very cheap. That's very cheap.
Yeah.
But yeah.
When did you know the Depression was over? How did you know what?
Yeah, it was gradual.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I say, in 1938, when I got a job at the Monroe Auto Equipment, things were a little bit better, but it didn't last long. I only worked like, I don't know, 6-7 weeks to get laid off.
So things would get better for a little bit, and then it'd go back down again?
Well, it was, I can't really say that, but when things started to get better, they would hire extra help, you know, to get... We're talking about manufacturing cars now. In the fall, the new models would come out, and then they would sell a little bit then. So then we would, we'd have a little extra work at the auto equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So then I never got called back again until next September or October.
Yeah.
Laid off all that time.
So how old were you when you went to work at Ford?
Oh, like I was 36. I worked all, I worked at auto equipment. I worked at Ralston Purina Mill. I worked at Revco. I worked at Tecumseh Products.
What do you remember about Tecumseh Products? Working on the assembly line and stuff like that, was it bad?
Well, I wouldn't really say it was bad. I had low seniority. I had kind of a, what they call a stock chaser. I didn't even got on the machines. I just would haul parts back and forth to supply somebody with.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, that wasn't that bad a job, but the pay wasn't that much either, but the guys that worked on the line and run presses and that, they made more money, but I only worked there a short time.
Do you remember when you first started working at Ford's? We watched a movie about people in Ford Motor Company and how hundreds of people would wait in the parking lot to get a job there, and then they would get a job and say, we waited all this time for this, and that Henry Ford wasn't really a nice man like everybody thinks that he is.
They had to work hard.
Yeah.
But when I worked for Ford, that was back in 1955. See, that's when I went.
Things weren't that bad then.
Things were going. Yeah, well, the union was in there when you're talking.
Oh, okay.
Say the union was at Ford when I hired in.
Yeah, that makes a difference.
Yeah, they made a difference. No, I didn't know. I didn't think it was that bad. Heck, I stayed there 30 years. So.
Did you know anybody that worked there when it first came about? To work at Ford Motor Company when it was such a big thing?
No. No. Mm-hmm. Are you talking about the old days?
Like when Ford Motor Company first opened his plant and everybody wanted to get a job there. Do you remember any of that?
Well, I can't really say. Well, I knew people from Dundee that drove down there to work, and they told about how many, the masses of people that wanted to get in. Well then, I don't just know what year that was, but then Ford paid $5 a day.
Yep, we learned about the $5 a day.
That was a lot. That was a lot of money.
What did the average person make if you didn't work at Ford's, if you had like a normal job? What, do you know?
Well, I don't know. Like I said, I worked for 48 cents an hour when I went to my auto equipment. That was 48 cents. For an hour of work.
Wow.
But I don't imagine maybe probably Ford and that was any more.
When the Depression came, then he dropped the amount of pay, but he expected more out of the workers, is what we learned.
Yeah, but there was a lot less work. There was a lot of people laid off. My uncle worked in the Monroe, in the paper mills, and they worked, They got laid off, and one of my uncles moved in with us. My mother took her brother in, and we had a pretty full house at home, but her brother didn't have no place to go and no job.
Yeah.
And they lived with us for a while. Yeah, the things were that bad. It really was. But like I say, we survived on the farm. We cut our own wood, and we didn't have no electricity. We didn't have to pay no electric bill.
And you were 18 then? Do you remember how old?
Yeah.
About 18?
Well, I'm talking about the time I was 13 to 18.
So what was it like for people, like, dating? Boys and girls dating and things like that? Was that just nobody did that? Nobody could afford it, or?
Yeah, I guess there was people. I know several people who got married in a Depression.
Really?
Yeah. But
what did you guys do for fun during the Depression?
Well, we had free shows. We had that on Saturday night. We had a free show in Dundee.
What kind of show?
Movie.
Oh, a movie?
They just set up a screen in the park uptown, and I'm the bandstand. They just put their projector, and we had a movie. Everybody had to stand up, of course.
They did that right in the bandstand?
Right. That's where we every Saturday night was a big deal.
Wow, that's interesting.
And Tuesday night, we went to Ida. They had a big, well, they had it in the park, the apartment park over there. They had a screen set up out there in the tree, and we all stood there and watched a movie. But,
and that was free?
Yeah, it was free movies.
So who paid for that?
The businessmen.
Oh.
Yeah, they even sometimes on the, in the Dundee screen, they would tell who the sponsors were, you know, that who was sponsoring it. But yeah, we come to town, but that was all the entertainment we had from out in the country. And then on Sunday afternoons at 5 Points, they had a ball team.
Oh.
And I'd ride my bicycle up there on Sunday afternoon for entertainment to watch a ball game. But I must have had a dime in my pocket that I could buy a bottle of Pepsi-Cola and a Babe Ruth candy bar, and that Babe Ruth candy bar was about a quarter of a pound for a nickel. I'd spend 10 whole cents.
So you'd spend 10 cents
spend
on 10 a pop and a candy bar.
A pop and a candy bar. That was a big deal back in them days that I, you know, could buy candy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that was, what I want to say now is that, well, when we were going together, we started together, going together by 1939 or so. But we'd go to Hickory Park. That was where the Lynn Weeman Post is, or Ida.
Mm-hmm.
They had square dances there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We went every Saturday night.
Yeah.
That was something to do. But like I say, I don't know what it cost. Probably just didn't cost a quarter to get in.
Do you still square dance now?
No. We did back then. Yeah, and we used to go to Jackson, well, not very often, maybe a couple of times in the summertime. They had the Cascades up there, and they're still there.
What's the Cascade?
You never saw them, huh?
No.
They're worth seeing. They're at Jackson. It's some park. It's got beautiful waterfalls, and it's all lit up at night, and it's just something to see.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Alan and Barbara and Josh and that, we went up there just a couple summers ago, but they're still there. That was I probably hadn't seen them in probably 50 years, but they're still going.
Mm-hmm.
It's something to see.
What were holidays like then during the Depression?
Yeah, well, Christmas, you know, Christmas was pretty meager. I mean, if we got any gift for Christmas, that was a major,
yeah.
it was appreciated. But, we wouldn't get too much. We always went to church on New Year, Christmas Eve, and at the church they would give us an orange and a little sack of candy, hard Christmas candy. And I mean, that was a big thing that we got that, you know, for in the Depression. Got an orange. We never had no oranges any other time at home. We didn't buy no oranges.
Did you go to church every Sunday?
Yeah.
The whole family?
Yeah, we went.
Where was that at?
Well, down on Lewis Avenue there, right? You know, where Ida Corners is? You turn left, and there's a church down there.
Mm-hmm.
You've probably seen it. That's where you go across the river, over, you know, from North Custer Road to South Custer Road.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where we went to church.
How did you get to church during that time when you couldn't drive?
Yeah, well, we could drive that far.
Oh, you could?
We'd go down far at my grandpa's house, and then he had license plates, and he'd take us to church. Yeah, it sounds weird, but that's the way it was.
What did your grandpa do?
Well, he just farmed.
Farmed?
He was a part-time carpenter. He worked with another. He had several boys that he could get away from the farm. He helped the carpenter. He did quite a lot of building around. Yeah, he had the car. But like I said, that half a year, buy license plates by the half a year, that sounds strange just because you didn't have enough money. But the state that went along with it, you know, it was legal. I mean, that's what they did. They sell license plates, they sell them by the half a year.
So what was church like on Sundays? It was a morning service like it is now?
Yeah.
Just for about an hour?
Yeah. Well, if we went to Sunday school, we had for 2 hours. So we had Sunday school, first half hour of Sunday school, and then we went to church. By the time we would go earlier, Sunday school, and then my dad, they would have to do the chores and take care of the livestock and stuff, and then they'd come to church an hour later then.
So, oh.
Yeah, see?
I see.
A lot of times they would, yeah, that was, but even at the time when we got married, in 1941, kind of the rent was only $7-$8 for a house out in the country.
$7-$8 for a house?
Yeah, I paid $8 out there for a house.
For your first house?
Yeah, the first house I owned when I first got married, we lived in an apartment at Dundee on Ypsilanti Street, and we paid $16 a month there, but that was apartment, and it was partly furnished. And then in the winter time, we had to pay $20, but they furnished the heat. I got all my heat for $4. that's the way it was still in 1941. The things were pretty cheap. Heck yeah, you could buy a car for $650. Buy a brand new car for $650-$700.
Mm-hmm. So did you ever have the Model T?
No, I never. No, I didn't have the Model T. I had Model A.
Did you?
I had the Model A, 1928 Model A. That was my first car. And I bought that in 1937, so it was pretty old.
Also, it was used when you bought it?
It was used one.
How old did you have to be to get a license then?
I don't know. I think that if you... I think it was you could get one at 14 if you had a drive like on the farm or something like that. I don't know. I didn't get my license until I was older, 16 or 17. Yeah, 16. I got my license when I was 16. But I think some of the kids had them before.
But you didn't have your own car then?
No.
No.
No, heck, I was 30. I got my car in 37. Well, I used to drive my dad's car or something, but I got my first car, what I called my own, in 1937.
Mm-hmm.
But that, and I bought it for $95 and paid $20 down and paid whatever. I got some money.
So did you just pay the $8 for your first house? Did you pay the whole $8? No, when you bought the house, you wouldn't have to borrow money for that, would you?
No, we didn't buy the house. We were renting them.
But when the first house that you did buy?
That was, that's where we live now. That was my first house. We rented out houses.
The house you live now, is that, you've always been there for a long time?
No, I've been there since 1970.
Oh, I see.
We lived out in the country, and we lived on a farm. And we moved into town in 1970.
But you always rented before then?
Yeah, always rented before that. That's the first house I ever owned. Yeah, but that house that we rented for $8 a month wasn't much of a house, but that, see, we're talking about wartime now. So we had they had the rent froze or some deal that the people couldn't keep a raise the rent. So, you know, but this old house was rented for that, and then the house that we lived in, we had to move, and that was the only thing available. That's why we moved in that house. We didn't live there very long, but that's all the rent that I paid there at that time for a year or so.
So what do you remember about the war, World War II?
Yeah, well, that was, things got picked up at, the defense plants. Everybody was working, the bomber built the bomber plant. And I mean, the economy really was moving at that time, but then we had all this rationing, you know. You couldn't buy tires, you couldn't buy shoes, or you had
to
have.
Why not?
Yeah, well, I guess the army was using them.
Oh.
So we had a little book. Well, you'd have to go to this place and sign up, and they'd give you a book, and you even have to have a book for to buy buy butter or even canned goods or shoes for the kid. We had to have a little stamp. They only allowed so many shoes a year.
Wow. Yeah. So how old were you during the wartime?
How old I was? I was 22, 23.
And nobody got, like, drafted or anything? It was all people that were
around here, they was drafted. My brother was drafted.
How do you think you missed it?
When we got married, my number, it went by number. There was like a lottery thing, but they drawed your number, and I had a high number. It was the last of the, when I had to sign up, but my number, when they drawed it by lottery, and my number was last one. But that thing would come around every time. Well, so then I was married, and then we had the kids, and then they'd come around and they say, well, this time you don't have to go because you're married. Well, then the more soldiers they needed, they changed the rules, and then at one time they come around and my number came up, and I was going to go. Or they sent me to Detroit, and I got examined, and I was supposed to go to the Army. Well, then the date come for me to go, they said they didn't want anybody that was over 26 years old or something. And I turned 26. So that got me off the hook.
Wow.
Yeah, see.
But your brother was drafted, and he went to the war?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he went. He was there. Gee, I don't know. I think he went in 43, and he come home in late 45, early 46.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he didn't have any children. He was married, but they didn't have any children. This changed the rules to a degree. If you was a father and you had to take for the kids, well, then you was kind of exempt. But like I say, that it got to the point where they was going to take me anyhow. They sent me to Detroit, and I went through the process. I passed it, but then they changed the rules. Then it said that a father over 26 didn't have to go. I think that's the age, but anyhow, I got exempted.
Was there a lot of people from Dundee that had to go?
Oh, yeah.
I bet that was a sad time around town. Was everybody real sad all the time and just...
Well, I can't really say it, but yeah. Everybody was...
Scared?
Just scared. You know, every once in a while, you'd come over there or in the paper, the local paper, somebody's son had got killed, you know, I knew a lot of them.
A lot of your friends?
Yeah. People that I knew of. I didn't really have any close friends at that time that got killed. But, yeah. Yeah, that was a lot of people in Dundee here that went to the Army. Well, you probably never saw the list. We got a list around in this museum or something. It shows all who went.
Mm-hmm.
Lots and lots of them.
Yeah. What kind of stores were uptown when you were growing up? Remember?
There's a lot of grocery stores.
A lot of grocery stores?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, see, there ain't as many up there now.
Any kind of clothes store
there was several. Yeah, I see a Manning's and Waring's.
They were clothes stores?
Yeah, they were clothing stores. But there was grocery store. I think there was an AP store and a Kroger store, and Vern Weiss had a store, Mush Rider had a store, Henry Myers had a grocery store, Rumble.
Now, Myers, didn't he own the hardware store?
Yeah, but his
dad... So was that a grocery store then?
His dad was the one to run the grocery store.
Oh, was it in the same spot?
No.
No.
No. Well, Myers is still uptown there, you know, we're
right
next to the village officer. But that was his, that was Leroy's grandpa that run the grocery store that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
He was older man, but he run a grocery store all the time up there. And in later years, there was Economy Market, Jim Lau run a grocery store. I mean, they was always four or five grocery stores uptown all the time.
How did they all stay in business? We didn't need that many, did we?
God, yeah, I guess, but they, there was no food down or nothing. You know?
Yeah.
They was all just individual stores. Yeah, I guess they all survived, but in the Depression times, they had a hard time too. People didn't have any money.
Yeah.
They had, a lot of times they charged, you know, that people would charge it, say, I'll pay you when I get the money, and a lot of these fellows had a hard time in running stores back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was, that Depression, the thing was, it lasted for quite a while, really. But like I said, it come out of it gradually.
Well, let's see. So the pictures, the movies that you saw uptown, they were just on like a, what's the word?
Screen. Well, they had they hung it up between the two trees over there. I mean, it was something they took down every time. They put it up there on Saturday afternoon or evening, and then next day it'll be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was our entertainment. Well, we had entertainment from our church too. I mean, for young people, they had what they called the Luther League, and all the young people from our church would go, you know, every, once a month or maybe every other week or something. But that was entertainment for us. The girls from the boys, a lot of the boys dated some of the girls from the church then. And mm-hmm. several of them got married from the same, went to all that same church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the thing. Well, then on Sunday afternoons, we used to go to Whopper's Lake a lot.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, that was a big thing. Some of my friends or whatever, and we had cars back in then. That we're talking about 39 and 40 there. And we had cars, and we'd go on Sunday afternoon. Well, you know, maybe six or eight of us would go up there and have a picnic up there.
What was it like before cars came? Do you remember that?
Before cars?
Mm-hmm.
No. We had a car. We had, the first car I remember was about a 25 Oakland, but that had the side curtains on that, didn't even have roll-up windows.
No windows, just curtains?
Just curtains on there. You flipped them up and then you snapped them down.
That's neat.
Yeah, we had, that's what we had. My folks, when they were going together, they had a horse and buggy.
Mm-hmm.
But then about the time they got married. Okay.
Yeah, now it's working again.
You don't know how long it's been off, though.
I don't know. I hope not very long. So is there any interesting experiences that you have in your little... and your personal thing there that you want to talk about?
Well...
anything that sticks out in your head?
Yeah, this is a... well, the one thing is that when we moved from Neiman Road, we moved over on Dixon Road, and the railroad was Henry Ford had built the railroad. It was brand new. It was everything was just so nice. And Henry Ford, the railroad engines would come down the road and they'd stop right near our farm where we lived, and they'd get water. They had a water tower there by the river, and these engines would Henry Ford had those engines so shiny that the sun would shine on them in the morning and reflect over at our house. That the reflection off of that black engine.
Wow.
That would, you know, go in, come in our house, and we'd quite a ways away too. But I, that is one of the things I remembered.
So you always knew when the train was coming.
Yeah. But yeah, then we, but now I'm talking back now when I was 9 years old now. See, this is, that's when we moved over to the farm. That's the recollection that I had of that railroad. That was quite a thing because we didn't live by the railroad before.
Mm-hmm. And you've done a lot of stuff around town here now too, right?
Yeah.
You were, what was it that you did? You took care of like the flowers and the stuff outside all around town?
Yeah, that was...
And you just volunteered to do that?
Yeah, that was, I don't know what that club was. Uptown there, the businessmen had a, they had something up there that I worked for. No, it wasn't all volunteer. I did a lot of volunteer work, but I got some pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was considered the gardener, but... See, that was before they did the uptown when the park was all a lot of shrubs and flower beds and stuff. I did that.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 80, and I got that award that time, what they call that Minuteman Award. I got it from the state. It was for volunteer work and in the parks and stuff.
From the state of Michigan?
Yeah, they called it a governor's award. They called it a Minuteman.
Well, that's something to be proud of,
yeah,
for
I got
sure.
I got a nice plaque. Yeah, I got that. That was, we had to go to Lansing. That was the big thing. We had to go to Lansing and get that day. We went to Capitol Building and had a ceremony up there honoring us. And got.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what do you think about all the development that's going on around town?
I don't know so much of it, I can't hardly keep track of it, you know, but like I told somebody the other day, I've been in town here 28 years, and it's just mind-boggling how much has changed
mm-hmm.
in the 28 years. I'd just hate to see it go back, to go back, I bet everybody would be shocked just to think what's really happened, you know, but it all happened so slow, one project at a time. You know, people just take it for granted.
Right.
See that? But, you know, I look out the window over here now, look at that parking lot there behind Roger's store and that. I can't believe what that is.
Yeah.
That was a riot out there. You couldn't get back in there, you parked in there, you couldn't even get back out, you know.
It was just like a field?
Yeah, it was just temporary. That many cars couldn't park back there. Yeah, and then they had the dumpster set there, right there by the door in the back there, you know, and the garbage man had to come in and get that dumpster out of there, you know. I mean, that was the way it was. Now, well, and then the schools and everything, God, how much that school has grew since we've been here in town.
They've added on to that?
Yeah, they've added on to that. I think it just, most of that school was built before we moved into town. It was built in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
I think that when my kids graduated in 63, I believe they was one of the first ones to graduate in that new gymnasium.
Oh, yeah. So where did people go to school at before school was here? Where did you go to school at?
Country school.
Schools built out in the country?
Yeah, I went to two different schools. When I was in first, second, third grade, I went to Punya School. And then I went to Bridge School. You know where they call Bridge School?
On the corner by Dixon Road?
Yeah, where that monument is.
Okay, you went to that school?
That's the oldest, that's supposed to be the oldest school in Michigan. And I was there the day they celebrated their 100th year in 1928.
What was that? What kind of celebration did they have?
I don't know. It was big. I mean, to me, I mean, 9 years old. You know, any celebration was big then. And but I like I, this is what I just said here. What I wrote. June the 23rd, 1928, we celebrated the 100th anniversary of our school. I remember watching when they pulled the ribbons to unveil the monument.
Oh, that was when they had that.
They had the unveiling of the monument.
Oh.
So then after that, then we went, there used to be a park down there where the airplane crashed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now that used to be a park. And then we all went down there. They had some kind of little picnic. I mean, we had ice cream and stuff, you know. But that is where then we went over there. Then after that ceremony, yeah. No. Then a lot of things I remember. Our family reunion was, we all had that every year, 4th of July.
Oh, 4th of July.
We had it 4th of July, and this was a big time in our life too. When we were young. Well, mm-hmm. It was up until we quit having it, but. No, but like I say, there was things to do, but that was only once a year, but it was something we looked forward to from one year to the other. Cause,
where'd you have that at?
Well, at different houses.
Mm-hmm.
But then it...
Is it still going? Do you still have them?
Well, they've started it back up again. We have it here now.
Well, that's neat.
They started it back up again. But
we don't really have family reunions.
No, we started it again. But we had it at everybody's house, but then we had it at Grange Hall. That's a hall over on North Custer Road, just past that school that I'm talking about, across the river.
Okay.
There was a hall over there. We used to have it there for years. Yeah, that's where we had the reunion. And then another thing that I remember was our church used to have an annual event. And they had it in the woods over there, right, well, near the church, but it was in the woods. They had kind of nice, clean woods.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have set up a tent there and have a chicken supper. And they had the entertainment come. I remember they haul a wagon, farm wagon in there and have it for a stage and then that. But that was when I was maybe 12 or 13 years old,
mm-hmm.
or maybe a little younger. But they had a thing, what they called it, a grab bag. All the women of the church would buy little toys and stuff, and they'd put them in a bag, and then you'd pay a nickel, then you'd reach in there and get something out. You didn't know what you was getting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you know, it was just a gimmick, but those little nickel gadgets was big things back in those days.
Yeah, I would imagine.
That was part of our entertainment. Well, in the winter time, we'd played on the river, skated, and all the neighbor kids would get together and something Sunday afternoon, especially, and skate.
Mm-hmm.
That was. Yeah. And for
things that people would never even think about doing now.
No, but that we was almost. Forced into it, you know. I mean, what we had to do, we had to make our own entertainment.
Yeah.
No, because that...
It makes you wonder what people now would think if they had to do things like that. It makes you realize how people take things for granted.
Yeah, just think of that. Yeah. Well, then in... I don't know, it was in the late 30s, then the Dundee Show opened up. We didn't have we had a theater in Dundee.
Oh.
See, that kind of helped us out, but then we're talking about then I had a job, you know. I mean, we had a little money then, you know, but we used to go on to the show on a Saturday night or so, but like I said, I don't remember, but I doubt it was over a quarter. But, yeah, that was... That came around, but that was a lot later, you know,
mm-hmm.
when I'm talking about growing up. Yeah. Yeah, that it wasn't easy. I mean, in that depression time, I did trapping to get to hide. See, they buy the furs back in those days.
Oh.
See, and then we would, but that was. I'd go in the morning, and then I'd check my trap line, whatever I had, I'd bring it home. And then a lot of times when we had muskrats, we eat them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and that was a special kind of
right,
delicacy?
My mother fixed them. that was something different than chicken, you know, but just something different.
Yeah.
But we eat them. No, that depression, you can't believe what we all went through, that, you know, in a way, but, you know, we survived it and everything. We didn't really think it was that bad, not us younger people didn't. Growing up, you know, it was just things that was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we, like we said, we had clothes. We'd send the Sears and Roebuck, and every fall, and we'd get new clothes for the winter.
What do you remember about the Sears Roebuck catalog when all that was going on? That we learned about that being like almost as good as the Bible. The Sears catalog is what they say.
Yeah.
And we looked at old catalogs. They had everything that you could order.
Yeah, we did. We ordered all our clothes. I'd get new shirts, new overalls, and I'd get a new cap, and you know that. For winter clothes.
You would get the catalog sent to your house?
The catalog would come to the house. My order right from the dining room table. Then you know we had to wait. And wait for the mailman to bring it, you know, that was another exciting thing, you know, we had to wait for that to come, but every day we watched for that mailman to stop and drop that package off.
Yeah.
And we'd bring that out in the house, open that all up.
People would say that they wrote to Mr. Sears for everything, advice on everything, and what they should do about this, and
People
just really thought he was something.
Yeah. Yeah, you could buy everything. You couldn't buy your car there, but heck, in these older catalogs, you bought the buggies for what we call for horses and that they sold them out of the catalogs.
Mm-hmm. The horse buggies, wow.
Yeah. No, that was where we did our shopping. Well, but I was almost forced to do that too. We couldn't afford to go to Monroe or to drive very much.
There were shopping malls in Monroe?
What old shopping street? Dundee had a few stores here. I don't really know why that was a big deal to send for Sears, out of Sears, but that was everybody did it. You know,
it was a new thing to do,
send to Sears to get your stuff. Maybe they thought it was cheaper. That I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't. After we got the time when we got married and that, we didn't send to Sears for nothing. But a little bit later, when I was a little bit older, I remember then, but we're talking, and I say like things kept getting better, but then I remember going to Monroe to the JCPenney store. That was a big deal. JCPenney was in Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
And we went there, and we bought a lot of our clothes and stuff there. But I'm talking, I was a teenager or maybe a little older. I think I was working already. I was 18, 19. But that one, and I always went to Sears or Penny's for my clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, uptown here Wednesday nights, we'd come in town in the parking place, and there wasn't even a place to park. You know, the band played. This was a big deal, too. We'd come to town on Wednesday night, and the band played up in this bandstand there.
Mm-hmm.
Sat and listened to the music. But out on the sidewalks, there was all people standing and talking.
Would people dance and stuff when the band played?
No.
No dancing?
No dancing. They just listened to the music.
Mm-hmm.
But that was what we used to come into town on Wednesday night in the summer. Well, just summertime they did it.
Yeah.
But that, when we're talking back, well, the depression probably was going. That was 35, 36. We come to town, band played. But then them free shows, that was about the time the free shows was going on Saturday nights, too.
What about drinking? People drinking, like alcohol. What was that?
Well, that See, that never started till I think 33 or 34. Oh, I mean, I guess people drank before that, but I mean, it was, you could do it legally. They had, that's when the bars uptown opened up in 33, I think.
Yeah.
Didn't have any bars before that.
Could people afford to go to the bar and get drinks and things?
Yeah, I guess they did.
Yeah.
Did
a lot of younger kids drink then, like they do now?
No, I don't think so.
No?
Not that I remember. I mean, all the friends that I run around with, that wasn't even thought of.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't even think of it.
No, not that I know of.
That's funny.
We're talking kids, you know, kids 15, 14, 15 years old.
Yeah, but now they don't care.
Yeah, well, no, that was unheard of as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But I never drank, so I never went in the bars, but a lot of my friends, you know, friends did. I knew a lot of people that did.
Yeah.
But I never appealed to me, so I never took up drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And same way with smoking. I never took up smoking either, but a lot of my friends did. My brother smoked. My dad smoked, so.
How much were a pack of cigarettes, do you remember?
I think 10.
10 cents?
Yeah. Yeah, the cheaper brand, they had called Sunshines and 20 grand, I remember. They were cheaper, but I think Camels and Lucky Strikes, I think they were a nickel higher. I went through to that, but like I said, my friend smoked. I remember them buying them cigarettes, I think 10 cents a pack.
Yeah.
But then I even remember of my dad and making his own. They had a little machine.
Making his own cigarette?
Yeah. And then you had a little gadget. You poured you had the paper, you put it in there, and you put some tobacco in there, and you turn a crank, and that thing would make a little cigarette. Gee, yeah, that was back in Depression days, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was going on in Depression days. They made their own cigarettes.
Because it was cheaper?
Cheaper. They'd send away down in Kentucky or someplace, and they'd get tobacco. Well, you don't know what it is. Well, it was bulk tobacco, and then you make your cigarettes,
mm-hmm.
or smoked it in your pipe. But that was, I don't know the prices of it, because I didn't buy any of it. But
yeah.
I mean, my dad, he used to, the mailman would bring that tobacco there, and he'd roll his own, and he'd smokes it in the pipe.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff going on. And then the one thing we had going for us in the Depression, as boys that lived on a farm, they had a bounty on sparrows, 2 cents apiece. We'd kill a sparrow, we'd get 2 cents. And then we'd take them to the county treasurer, and he'd write us a check for sparrow heads. Can you?
So that was a big thing?
Well, yeah. It was money. It was money.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd go out at night and go out and catch maybe, you know, if we catch 50 sparrows, well, that would be a dollar. That would be a lot of money.
Yeah. That'd be 10 pops and 10 candy bars.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that's what... That's one thing that we did. And like mm-hmm. I said, I trapped. And in later years, I got old enough, I'd shoot squirrels and rabbits and pheasants.
And you'd sell those to people?
No, we eat them ourselves.
Just eat them?
Yeah, this is our firewall. Yeah.
Well, that should pretty much cover it. I think we've done more than our half an hour. Seems like everything, you could just go on and on and on for a long time.
Oh yeah. It's still running, huh?
Yep, it's still going now.